To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Consumer Association Zaka has expressed concern over fuel shortages reported across various filling stations in the country. The association lamented that consumers are spending an entire day trying to access fuel, highlighting serious supply and access challenges that must be urgently addressed. Zaka explained that diesel is a critical driver of the economy as it powers transportation, production and distribution of goods. The association said it expects an increase in production costs, reduced availability of essential commodities and high prices. This situation risks worsening inflationary pressures and deepening economic hardship for households and businesses alike, the statement read. Zaka has therefore urged government to strengthen fuel reserves and diversify energy sources to reduce vulnerability to global shocks. The association further called on transparency by communicating to the public to avoid panic and speculation. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza says that the defection of members of parliament and city mayors to the United Party for National Development, UPND, is a significant political gain for the party ahead of the 2026 general elections. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga explained that the move demonstrates growing confidence for the current administration. Mr. Mlenga underscored that these defections represent a strategic gain for UPND, particularly in regions where the Patriotic Front has traditionally held influence. He pointed out that the ruling party is steadily consolidating grassroots mobilization, thereby strengthening its electoral prospects. Internal divisions within the opposition political parties have created openings that UPND is capitalizing on, said Ms. Mlenga, in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mlenga stressed that such developments weaken opposition strongholds and enhance the ruling party's reach. He has therefore urged the UPND to embrace anyone willing to work with the party by putting aside political differences so as to advance Zambia's national development.
Their decision reflects confidence in UPND's developmental agenda that includes free education and local developmental projects that are currently taking place in the country. These defections weaken opposition's stronghold and strengthen UPND's grassroots mobilization. We wish to call upon the United Party for National Development to welcome all those who share President Hichilema's vision for Zambia's development.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has welcomed the initiative by Smart Zambia Institute to transition from paper-based patient files to a fully digital health record system. MQHZ Director General Queen Smabu highlighted that this reform represents a major step in modernizing Zambia's healthcare system, improving efficiency and ensuring that patients not between health facilities. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mwabu stressed that this initiative will allow healthcare providers to access accurate patient information in real time, reducing duplication of tests, strengthening referral systems, and supporting informed clinical decision making. Dr. Mwabu emphasized the importance of monitoring and evaluation will help identify challenges early. Special attention should be given to equitable access so that rural communities, vulnerable populations and hard-to-reach facilities benefit fully from the transition, stated Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mwabu has therefore called on public awareness and patient education to build trust and ensure citizens understand how their personal health information will be used and protected. He further stressed the need for healthcare workers to undergo training in learning how to operate the system effectively and ethically.
From one facility to another, these records allow also healthcare providers to see a patient's history in real time. This reduces repeated tests, speed up treatment, and ensure continuity of care. We also know that patient confidentiality is critical, so healthcare providers will access records through secure, password-protected systems, including mobile access, strong training, public awareness, and monitoring to ensure the system is safe and trusted.
The Zambia Beef Export Project, ZBEP, under the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, is participating at the ongoing Mukushi Agri Expo in Central Province as part of efforts to create awareness of government's plans to actualize the $1 billion annual beef export target. ZBEP is an implementation unit established to spearhead Zambia's beef export agenda as part of government's broader strategy to use the livestock subsector for economic diversification. Assistant Project Manager Cornelius Mundia explained that the team is showcasing government interventions aimed at increasing farmer participation in the establishment of animal disease-free compartments, ADFCs, to achieve the beef export target. Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, Peter Kapala, who represented President Hakainde Hichilema at the expo, commended ZBEP for successfully exporting its first consignment of beef to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The minister encouraged ZBEP to sustain the exports by intensifying stakeholder engagements, particularly with smallholder farmers, abattoir operators, and private sector players across the beef value chain. Meanwhile, Dr. Mundia expressed gratitude to the minister for visiting the stand, affirming the project's commitment to stakeholder engagement and awareness initiatives to enhance community participation as demonstrated by its presence at the 2026 Mukushi Agri Expo. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama. In African news, a 93-year-old former Belgian diplomat ordered to stand trial over the 1961 killing of Congolese independence icon Patrice Lumumba has appealed the decision, his lawmaker said on Friday. A novice diplomat at the time, Etienne Davignon, is the only person still alive among 10 Belgians accused by the Congolese leader's family of complicity in his murder. Davignon was ordered earlier this month to stand trial for participation in war crimes over his role in the unlawful detention and transfer of Lumumba, a prisoner of war at the time, and for him being denied a fair trial. The one-time European commissioner is also accused of humiliating and degrading treatment, although not of direct involvement in Lumumba's killing. Coming up shortly, demonstrators gather in Dhaka to protest Iran war and show solidarity. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Dozens of demonstrators gathered in Dhaka on Friday to protest the ongoing Iran war, voicing opposition to military action and expressing solidarity with countries affected by U.S. and Israeli operations. Protesters waved Senegalese and Iranian flags as they marched and chanted slogans condemning global powers. Organizers chanted, "Down with Israel, down with Netanyahu, down with Donald Trump, down with USA" from the stage. They said the march was meant to send a message from Senegal, but also a pan-African message against war. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over fuel shortages reported across various filling stations in the country. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has welcomed the initiative by Smart Zambia Institute to transition from paper-based patient files to a fully digital health record system. And a 93-year-old former Belgian diplomat ordered to stand trial over the 1961 killing of Congolese independence icon Patrice Lumumba has appealed the decision, his lawmaker said on Friday. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Yeah, Fibercom Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider. With the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet kasuya.